DW.
South Africa has a constitution that many across the world think of as exemplary, and press freedom is just one of the rights protected under this constitution. Nomazuku Moyo, a freelance journalist in South Africa, says she doesn't have any issues when doing her job.
I am able to do my work freely without any interference. We see in other countries journalists are being tortured and killed, but here we are very much free.
Her colleague Tony Manyangatse is from neighboring Zimbabwe and now works in South Africa. He also believes that compared to other countries, South Africa is a good place for journalists.
As long as you have got your papers in order, your accreditation in order, you can actually practice journalism freely in South Africa, especially comparing the media environment here in South Africa and that of Zimbabwe. I can tell you that South Africa is way better. The media in Zim is polarized. The media in South Africa is free. As long as you are applying the journalism principles, I don't think you will face any challenges.
People in South Africa are easy to interview. They like to tell stories. But authorities are more reluctant when it comes to journalists. It can take weeks to receive information. South Africa's Protection of State Information Bill, which the country passed 6 years ago, has made it more difficult to uncover scandals, says journalist Zama Lutuli.
I think everything is relative. You know, there is definitely a constitution in place that claims to protect media freedom, but when that has to be enforced or that happens practically, it's not always that way. For example, this morning, you know, we just wanted to capture the president coming in, but there was just a lot of kind of ill treatment from the security and kind of threatening behavior towards the media. So on paper, it looks good, but in reality, I can't say the same. So I think it's really interesting to see that they preach that but don't do it.
And there are also political groups that are not keen on press freedom. Populist groups, for instance, like Black First Land, a party that didn't make it into any parliament. Party members believe all land was directly stolen from black Africans, and they demand a compulsory expropriation of white farmers without compensation. Leading politicians of the party have threatened investigative journalists on several occasions. Peter Bruce experienced this firsthand after publishing a commentary in a newspaper.
Well, it was difficult. It was kind of incoherent, really. I mean, they were just concerned to call me names and a racist and a capitalist and a protector of white monopoly capital, and that they were going to come take my house, and that I was a land thief, etc., etc. I never felt threatened, but I just felt worried about my neighborhood.
Incidents like this have happened before. For instance, when journalists were physically threatened because of reporting on possible corrupt tamperings of former President Zuma. The fact that this is even possible and journalists are being confronted at their homes worries Peter Bruce.
It's pretty scary because it's happened to me. It's going to happen to other people as well. You know, somebody will have to stop it. I don't quite know how you stop it. But it's tricky, you know, if you are reporting accurately or commenting fairly, as you might think you are, it's not going to stop people who disagree with you taking physical action.
The newspaper business in general has been facing a number of challenges in South Africa. The number of readers has been declining for years. There are financial straits, and the demand for online and social media news is increasing. That means decreasing circulation, staff is being reduced, the variety of reports suffers, and pressures increase. This is also the case for the Sunday Times, for instance, South Africa's largest Sunday newspaper. It's published in English and sold across the country. At the end of last year, the paper had to publicly apologize for running so-called tainted scoops during the presidency of Jacob Zuma, which turned out to be largely false.
It's a story that's shattered our sometimes naive view of journalist ethics. The Sunday Times published articles on...
The paper said it had been the victim of political manipulation and admitted to committing mistakes. Zama Lutuli is starting to get worried about the future of journalism in her country.
In other African countries, there's certain things that we can do that journalists in those countries can't do. We do have some rights and we are privileged in a sense, but at the same time, I think it's just slipping through our hands, and before we know it, we're going to be exactly like the other African countries.
But especially in times of fake news, journalists in South Africa are aware of the responsibility they carry. Most of them ignore intimidation attempts, and they are not willing to give up their profession. Tembiso Leboso says he loves his job too much for that and believes in the power of journalism.
There are the constitutions, there's the press ombudsman, the system works. If a political party is targeting, you have some ways to make sure that that doesn't happen in the future. And you are free to say almost anything and whatever you want to say within the confines of the law, obviously. Without the media playing its role and exposing this thing, there wouldn't be an inquiry into corruption. So because of the freedoms, that allows us to be the fourth estate in South Africa.
All in all, South Africa offers journalists lots of freedom, albeit with a few restrictions.
This report was brought to you by DW.